Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
It's like a weird, I don't know, like a suppository maybe? I don't know.
I'm spicy!
They butter the buns. I like when Dylan butters his buns, but...
Edelson like, needs it best, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Edelson, which funny is you knew what I meant, Dylan.
I love you, Dylan.
But listen, man, you've got
connections. I'm going to give you a reach around next time we're in Bradford.
This is getting vulgar.
I'm going to regret this.
We're all about funneling the meat at Jim's Barbecue. Oh, and you just saw the picture.
Oh, those are dicks.
Hi, welcome to episode 42 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
Dylan.
Take the cock out of your mouth, Dylan.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I got stuck in a burp and I couldn't burp and it went away.
Put the bong down.
I'm hoping you're going to use that as the intro, Mike.
Oh, totally, I am. And
there it is.
There you go. There you go. Does someone need to pat you on the back?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm like a baby. Oh,
are we gonna need to burp you when we go on the cruise next week?
This would not be the first mention of me getting babysat today.
I was just gonna say we're gonna put him in daycare on the cruise.
That's one big hairy baby.
It all stemmed from the fact that, like, I think we discovered that you lack pants, basically.
I have
that
pants.
Jeans.
Yes, that's pretty much my problem.
I don't think that's pretty much your
before
problem.
We got to welcome back somebody who was sort of on the podcast, but the episode pretty much got lost. Henry is back with us.
What up, fellas?
But so yeah, we were talking with Dylan earlier today, and we discovered that basically he does not have pants.
I mean, honestly, who does like to wear pants?
Well, I'm not wearing pants right now. I got my PJs on.
Dylan doesn't like chonies.
He doesn't like chonies? Oh, that's nasty.
I wear jeans. That's pretty much all I wear is jeans.
He's a fucking hipster. Like, that's what hipsters wear, are jeans, right?
No, they don't. They wear like...
They wear those tight-ass jeans.
They don't always wear jeans. They also wear like some other shit.
And here's some other shit.
I hear the cat.
And Dylan wears... I don't know where you're hearing a cat from.
I heard a cat.
Oh, is that yours now?
No. Stitch is dead, dude.
Pepper.
Oh, I thought you got another kitty, no?
Oh, no, we got two strays that live under the porch. Oh. They don't want to come in, so I just feed them.
So, but it's all right. I have some dress pants. I found them for the careers.
Success.
It was good. Which, by the way.
By the way, like you can find out.
A week and change.
Yeah, we can change.
Wow,
that's crazy talk.
It's a week from Thursday. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean we're flying down a week from Thursday, but the crews don't leave.
Oh my God! Hold on, I just found something today. Holy shit!
Oh, I thought you were laughing at Mike. I was just like, well, vacation to me starts on Thursday. So.
No, well, right? Yeah, I'm with you. Actually. If you want semantics, my vacation starts like Monday at like 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's fucking lovely.
Look at the picture I just sent in Skype. I just I seen it and immediately made me think.
It's Skype.
Yeah.
I can't see these. Like they.
Hola, chica.
Hold on, I'll send it to you in Facebook, Mike.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it just comes across as like a little.
Okay.
Like icon type deal.
Let me send it to you over there.
Pepper.
That cat is being shitty.
She's like, I want my airtime.
Oh shit, Mike, we're playing against each other tonight.
Oh, in fantasy hockey?
No, there's a Devils Penguins game on.
Yeah, Penguins just tied it. I'm watching.
Yeah, I saw that. Or I just saw an update on Facebook.
I fucking need that t-shirt.
Do I need that t-shirt?
I need it.
That's pretty funny.
Is it in reference to me?
Yeah, dude, I immediately thought of you. Wonder if it'll
Hey, but if you, to, if you want to follow us in our adventures next week, you can go out to Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us for daily cruise updates on Twitter at Jim's BBQ Pod. And also, hilarious and perhaps I'm trying to think what would be a good word. I'm gonna try this again. And you can also find daily photo postings featuring possibly provocative images of the cast of Jim's BBQ on Instagram if you follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. I pulled a Dylan. I was like, a burp was coming up. And if you'd like to email our Latin lover, Dylan, you can do so at jimsbbqpod.com. Or wait, no.
Oh, you fucked it up.
You always fuck it up, dude. Every fucking time.
All right.
Henry, you don't even hear most of them.
But the ones that come through, he always fucks them up. Like, he'll forget that he's on a podcast.
So, anybody that wants to email our very own Latin lover, Jim's Barbecue, they can do so at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com, subject line Latin lover. Or you can go to our website,
www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Pitta.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, even though Jim hates it.
Ugh. He just doesn't know how to use it. That's why he hates it.
Yeah, probably.
I just fucking hate Apple.
You're starting to get more like me, Jim. You're starting to just hate everything.
Yeah.
I think maybe you're rubbing off on me.
Old man Nooch. Well, I've done that before.
Yeah?
What? Huh? What'd I say?
I don't know.
All right, boys. We got something to talk about.
Oh, wait.
Oh, right. Well, sorry. I'm just really excited.
I know you're excited. But you know what we got to talk about first? What are you drinking tonight, Dylan?
I'm drinking Ballast Point's Coconut Victory at Sea.
Oh, nice. I got a bottle of that sitting in the house right now. I haven't touched it yet. But
it's much better than peppermint.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the peppermint.
Peppermint gets a thumbs down from me. But this is very nice. I think Death by Coconut is a little bit better, but this is still really, really good. It's a little bit bitter from the coffee, but it's nice. It almost tastes like, I don't know. I mean, you know how you can eat certain coconut things, but the coconut shavings kind of have almost like the unique little flavor to them?
Is that like putting the lime in the coconut?
Not really.
Pick it all up?
I don't know. This is a really good beer, regardless. So.
Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm having myself a unique blend of 23 flavors with Dr. Pepper.
Very nice. Oh, you guys are very alive tonight. Was that another fart?
Someone just fart?
That was Nooch.
It was.
Speaking of which,
it was Henry, so minute.
Henry, did you pick up on that in the last episode when somebody ripped one?
No, I didn't hear that one.
It's like an hour and 41 minutes in. It's like I'm just listening, and I heard a noise, and I had to replay it like three times, and you can just hear Mike is just like talking, and you just hear.
What, it was Nooch again?
It was probably.
It more than likely was me.
He's very gassy when we record.
Best was the one time when he ripped one, and Mike's just like, what the hell was that?
You better go check his drawers, because that sounded like a wet one, by the way.
Yeah.
Do we need
to pause for the cause?
No, we're good.
Jim?
Chopping the lobster.
Are you drinking anything, Henry?
Just water.
Just water.
Very just nice. Water.
Water?
Nothing special.
Water.
I'm actually enjoying a Schweppes lemon lime seltzer too, because I'm a bit dehydrated. And Mike, what are you drinking?
Right now I have New Belgium's Accumulation White India Pale Ale.
Accumulation. I have a funny follow-up to that, but go ahead. What are your thoughts?
It's not bad. It's very clean, not very bitter at all. It's not too bad. I wonder if it's fallen off because I've had it for maybe a couple weeks. So I wonder if there's maybe like a bit more of a hop bite when it was newer or fresher, if you will.
I don't know. All I know is that I brought it in to work, and people were just like, holy shit, do you have any more of this beer? And I'm like, it'll be back. And then it was out of stock, so I think it's done. People really liked it. You were saying the accumulation kind of funny. It reminded me, a woman called the other day and asked for us to deliver a bottle of Veuve Clicquot champagne to somebody's house.
Yeah.
And she went on this whole thing like, I want to get a bottle of this champagne to go to my darling Robbie and whatever.
Oh. Should I have called it a cumulation?
No, please no. And she's like, well, and I was on the phone with her for like, it felt like 10 minutes. She just kept going on and on. She's like, oh, well, I won't. They live about a mile away, but do you charge for delivery? And I'm like, and she just kept going. I said, excuse me. Do you want this delivered, or do you want it to get picked up? She's like, well, do you charge for delivery? And I'm like, no, well, then you're dropping off. There's no charge. And I'll have a bottle of Veuve Clicquot. And give them this note that it's Darling Robbie, and I don't remember what the girl's name. We'll call it Helen. We wish you a happy and prosperous new year. Love, Aunt Helen. It wasn't Aunt Helen. It was Aunt Helen.
What if it would have been Darling Nikki?
That would have been cool.
That would have been funny. And then she's like, yes, yes, they live in they live in Ridgewood. You live in Ridgewood, young man? And I said, no, I don't. Like, well...
Was she looking to pick up on you or something?
I don't know. Like, I know, I just work here. She's like, oh, well, what's Ridgewood like? I'm like, it's a quaint town. It's just like, oh, quaint, yes. Well, I live on the Upper East Side of New York. Have you ever been there? I'm like, yes, I have. Well, it's...
Cutting grass.
Oh, I was like, please just let me get off the phone. It's like, well, it's been lovely talking with you, young man. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. I wish you a happy new year. I'm like, thank you. Anyway,
is that like that movie Loverboy where like you deliver a pizza or a bottle of wine?
I was thinking that's what she was getting at.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know, but
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying, but I did drop off the bottle and I did get a $5 tip. So
$5, man. She'd have given you more than that.
It wasn't her. It was her darling. It was her darling Robbie.
More than just a tip.
And Dylan was like just the tip
in his butt.
Oh. Wow.
Oof.
Did you have to do any, like, gardening or anything while you were there?
Not at 5 o'clock at night.
Okay. All right.
Woke up the next morning, asshole bleeding, ball gag still in his mouth.
Oh! Whoa! Wow. That's graphic and disgusting.
That's a hell of a tip.
I thought Dylan was going to say, that's not the first time that's happened.
Is Rita get into this puppy?
Well, you're the one that keeps going.
Let's get into the meat of the conversation tonight. How about that?
I'm trying to let Mike do the leading.
Oh, you were implying you wanted me to do it. It sounded like you were very eager. So, I mean, we originally had a topic on our list, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but... We couldn't help but bring this up, especially with the topic that we had on our list, which was the Star Wars Rogue One movie. That Carrie Fisher passed away, unfortunately. I feel like we have to talk about it. We're gonna spoil stuff about the movie, so if you want to skip ahead, but we're gonna talk about the movie, so deal with it.
Yeah, spoilers, spoiler warning, right now. We're giving you, like, 5 seconds.
And if you haven't seen it, you deserve to be spoiled.
Well, we're going to talk Carrie Fisher first. I mean, and, you know, the thing is, she was in the movie, sort of, I guess.
Kind of.
I mean, and it almost seemed rather poignant now when you look back on it and, you know, what happened with her. What was it, Christmas Eve that she had the heart attack, or was it the Christmas Eve?
It was no, it was. I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I mean,
I think it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like she was maybe getting better. You know, like I think they had put her in like ICU or something. But you know, it's like okay, well, she's doing a little bit better. You know, and then all of a sudden today, you know, that bombshell hit. You know what about 1 o'clock or so? I would say is when I first saw it. So maybe just a little bit before before 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And man, I think a lot of us grew up, you know, with Star Wars and
except for Dylan.
Well, I mean,
no, I grew up with Star Wars.
You still haven't grown up.
No, neither is Jim.
That's different. That's a choice.
I grew up with Star Wars in a different manner. We'll put it that way.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, so it's sad to see, you know, somebody that was, you know, in a movie series that you grew up watching, you know, pass away. You know, I mean, she didn't have a huge career per se. I mean, she starred in some other movies and stuff like that. I mean, she wasn't like a, I don't know. I mean, Harrison Ford was probably the, you know, the biggest star out of those movies, I would say, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have a Harrison Ford style career, but, you know, I mean, she had a pretty decent career for her. So it was, kind of sad to, you know, hear about it today that, you know, whatever was the cause of death, which I'm sure it was probably the, you know, her heart, you know, maybe giving way, you know, caused her passing.
It's just a bummer. She was such an icon because of the film series, and she was an icon to a lot of people and definitely an inspiration. So that's, you know, I think her loss goes beyond just like her being on the big screen. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, I saw a lot of, I mean, in particular women that we know, talking about it and saying how much of an inspiration she was to them.
And I'm sure that, you know,
because she played a powerful female character.
Absolutely. Leia was fucking badass.
Yeah. And
she took no shit.
And I think that kind of played into it and maybe made it all that much more, you know, special.
For sure.
You know, or all that more poignant for people, you know, to talk about it today. But yeah, I mean, it's sad. And, you know, I feel for her family. I know her mom posted something that was really kind of beautiful on her Facebook page. I can't remember the exact wording, but it was, you know, it was basically thanking everybody for their thoughts and everything and the prayers and all that. And it was sad to see her go, you know?
So RIP, but she will not be forgotten.
No. And I mean, you know, I mean, I know it's pretty quick. She'll live on, actually, you know, not only in the movies that, you know, we all know already, but in future movies, you know, the episode 8, I'm pretty sure she had already filmed some, if not all, of her parts in it. And then, you know, it'll be a nice tribute, I think, to her.
Hopefully, I agree.
Hopefully she's got a nice size role in it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say it now. Hopefully it's not like Luke Skywalker's or Mark Hamill's role in the last movie.
Yeah. Well, she had a pretty decent-sized role in The Force Awakens.
Oh, most certainly she did, yeah. Yeah. Her and...
I had a pretty decent-sized role for her in my movie she never starred in, though.
Yeah?
Ooh.
What was that?
I don't want to know what that movie would be like at all.
Well,
we could find out. We get you that famous Leia bikini, Dylan, and... We'll find out what Jim's doing with us. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say if there's a tie on Dylan's door and me and Dylan are missing, if the cruise ships are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Might be because Dylan threw himself off the balcony.
Oh, boy. Look out.
Poor Dylan.
Lost at sea.
Any thoughts, Jim?
I think it's tragic. I mean, it sucks. Dylan hit the nail on the head. She's iconic and always will be. So, you know, she's one of them people, though, too, like you said, that... She'll be around for a long time because Star Wars isn't going anywhere. So,
all right.
She's definitely gonna have a legacy.
How about you, Henry? Any thoughts on her? Or?
No, just like Jim said, you know, we're gonna miss her. Too bad she's, you know, she left us early.
Well, why don't we get into like a little bit more of a positive topic, or at least I'm assuming it's a positive topic. We've all seen Rogue One.
Yep.
I loved the movie. I enjoyed it.
I second that. I loved it too.
Oh my god! I
thought it was awesome.
Did you love it like god. A fat kid loves cake?
Oh hell yeah!
I would have had a second piece of that cake easily. Like a big huge slab of that cake. That, oh my god, that movie is so fucking good, dude.
I don't understand all. We've talked about this, and I'm not going to rehash that whole one episode where we went through it. But I really can't stand the fanboys and critiques and.
Well, no, go ahead. You know what?
That's what we want to talk about. We talked about how we weren't going to do so much downing type stuff, talking about, you know, people dying and stuff like that. And we did talk about Carrie Fisher, but I felt it was kind of topical considering we're going to talk about this movie. But yeah, I mean, what do you think? I mean, I think
I liked it. I've seen it 3 times now, so.
Holy shit, dude.
Damn.
It's the second viewing was the best. Same thing with Force Awakens. I think the second viewing was the best, but I don't know. It kind of boils down to this for me. Like Lucas gave us all something, you know, episode 4, 5, and 6 or whatever, but you know, we didn't have anything before. Yeah. Lucas provided us something that, you know, I'll never take away from him. He, you know, he created the whole thing. He was the mastermind, but without Disney buying him, you know, we wouldn't have the continued stories and the things that are going on now to the level that they are. So even if something comes out, I'm going to say it now and I'll probably eat my words later. It could completely suck. And as long as it's still enjoyable, we wouldn't have had it before. So I don't know. That's basically my shut the fuck up and just enjoy it.
I just wish Disney would have bought it before.
Like you were talking about the fanboys and like, I, you know, I, like what? There were so many. Like,
oh, like. One of the biggest complaints.
Come on, just
so to me, this was a whole different story, a whole different set of characters, a whole different everything. So, you know,
in some respects, yes.
So to me, like this story should stand on its own, even though it ties right into 4, it should stand on its own, and I think it does well. But, you know, like one of the biggest things noticeable right out of the gate that everybody bitched about right fucking away was the scrolling text.
Oh, that they didn't have it?
Yeah, and it's like, it's a different story. It's not episode 1 through 9. I don't know. It's not like it needs to be justified or anything, but to me, it's like I wasn't looking for this, and I didn't even really notice until, you know, after the opening scene came in, I'm like, whoa, no scrolling text, but whatever, it started. It didn't have to be there.
Do you really need that to lay out, like, the first 5 minutes of a movie for you or whatever? I mean, because that's all it really does.
No, it is very Star Wars-esque, though, to have
it.
But,
yeah, I know. It's kind of like almost like a traditional type.
Correct, thing, but again, to me, this is a different thread.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so,
not...
So my response to it is like, so when I went to go see Force Awakens, I was expecting a certain kind of charm and magic to that film, and I got it. I got exactly what I wanted. It was a Star Wars film. It had that same magic and feel that the original 3 did. This was a tone I have not seen in a Star Wars movie ever. And I loved it, and I don't think the opening crawl was necessary whatsoever.
I agree.
So that's how I view it, and I don't think the opening crawl... I mean, yeah, I know it's in every single fucking Star Wars thing. It's in video games, it's in the cartoons, it's in everything, but it's not necessary to work. I mean, I think this kind of proves it, so...
I agree, but, I mean, it still had the in a galaxy far, far... A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away pop up at the beginning or whatever, but I don't know. To me, in the music, too, people bitched and bitched and bitched about the music. And it's weird. It's like the music, every single score in the movie started out like it was going to be the typical songs or music that you're used to. And then it changed. And again, it's I don't know. To me, it stands on its own and it's completely separate. Yeah, they all tie together. It's part of the same universe. That's how they got the plans. Yada, yada, yada. But if you just showed somebody Rogue One and they don't know anything, like say we showed Joe Rogue One, I don't think it would, you know, it's not like he had to see all the other Star Wars movies to enjoy Rogue One.
No, but he wouldn't pick up on the multitude of references and stuff that we would, that we enjoy, there, that I got enjoyment out of anyway.
Right, like the Pwn de Baba scene, you know, those two in there, the blue milk, you know, the 3PO and the R2.
Yeah, so that was another thing that I guess people were critical of, that they felt that it was too much, like, on the nose with, like, its references and being in a Star Wars, you know, in the Star Wars universe. But, like, that never really bothered me, because, I mean, the Star Wars movies have always been rife with references to the other movies. So I was wondering, like, what your guys...
But it also kind of helps tie some things into, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
Into the canon.
I guess, like, what you felt, if, you know, like, what were some of your favorite little, like, Easter egg moments in the movie? Like, for me, I loved when Pwn de Baba and Dr. Evazan showed up on the planet, and those guys must have gotten out of there pretty quickly.
If you want to just talk little tiny things that I thought were just amazing, was Darth Vader in that tank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was fucking great.
That and I was just...
go on, Mike.
I was going to kind of just echo your sentiment. I just thought it was amazing. That's all I was going to do.
I like that so much because so many people... Because this is what I love about speculation and like, the internet, is that everybody was like, ooh, who's that in the back to tank? Who's that floating in there? That's obviously got to be somebody important. It's someone we haven't seen. Or maybe it's somebody going through a transfer. And it's like, no, it's not. It's Vader, and he's naked. And it's like, it's old Vader in the suit.
Right. That's why you were excited.
Yeah, because it was an old man naked. But no, like, that's why it was, I'm like, because when you go in and you can hear, like, the mouth, the breather just, it's kind of like a, oh, shit, moment.
Yeah.
Did you like his pun?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to, what was it?
Don't choke on your own aspirations.
Oh, yeah.
See, really, you thought that was a pun, too?
It is a pun.
I don't think so.
How is it not a pun? He's doing it. He's like, don't choke. And the guy's choking. That's a pun.
Because I think that was the PG version of Vader telling him to go fuck himself.
I think he was just fucking with him.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but it's like, it's still a pun.
Pretty much Vader said, you my bitch.
Yeah, I took it that
way. Yeah, he is, but he's saying it kind of like in a...
It's like a classic villain line.
Yeah, but he's kind of using it almost as like a double entendre in a way, but I don't know that that's necessarily the right phrase.
Kind of.
But he's choking him and then telling him not to choke on, or not to like get too high and mighty about what he's trying to do.
Well, it's like Henry said. It's like, you're my bitch. Shut the fuck up, and I rule this thing, not you, motherfucker.
That was kind of what I loved about the way that Krennic got taken out too, is because like he was so, like, that guy's hubris was so fucking big.
I loved him though.
Oh, he was great. He was such a scummy, love to hate villain. But it was so fitting that that dude got taken out by his own weapon.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And that the shot of him like on that platform, seeing the Death Star come in to like into view, was just amazing. It was like, okay, yeah, I basically built this, and it's going to be my demise.
Yeah, his hubris got the better of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you? So somebody I work with pointed this out to me, and I don't know if it's like 100% accurate, but in A New Hope, so the scene where all the Grand Moffs are sitting together, and it's right before the one guy gets choked out by Vader. Now, I don't know if, I can't remember if Tarkin is sitting down or not in that scene, but the guy mentioned, he goes, if you watch that scene, there's an empty chair in the meeting room.
Oh.
And I was like, well, is it Vader's chair? And I'm like, nah, I don't think Vader would have a chair, because Vader wouldn't be sitting down with the Moffs.
Vader never sat.
Vader never sat unless it was for the Emperor.
Well, the only time I think Vader was ever sitting was in Empire or Cloud City.
Yes.
Well, no, he was sitting in that. He was sitting in his little, you know, his little, like, whatever that was, bubble on the Star Destroyer, too. That was his little, that was his domain.
Yeah.
But yeah, he pointed out, and I was like, oh, wow, wait a minute. If that's true, that's pretty amazing that that's true. Because that probably is Krennic's seat.
When was this?
In A New Hope. When the Grand Moffs are all talking about, they're like, oh, we don't know if this weapon is going to be, you know, it's going to be perfect or not. We should be wary of the rebellion. And then Tarkin comes in, and he's just like, oh, you have nothing to worry about. And then the one guy's just like, ah, you know, Force is bullshit. And then Vader chokes him. There is an empty seat, apparently, at their meeting table, which I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Mm.
Just a little tidbit, so. Yeah, I fucking love this movie so much. I mean, just like tonally, I've loved it. Like, visually was amazing. Like, great use of practical effects, great use of CGI, I thought.
Hey, a couple questions for you.
Okay.
So, if the plans were on, what was that place? Scarif?
Scarif, yeah.
Or Scarif. Which, by the way, I'd love to visit Scarif. Well, I wanted to visit Scarif before it got all blown to bits, but it looked like a beautiful...
Scarif didn't get blown to bits, just part of it.
Well, part of it. It looked beautiful, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it looked wonderful. That was such like a South Pacific War kind of feel.
Yeah,
I thought that's where we were going.
Oh, pretty much.
Crystal clear water.
Yeah.
Palm trees.
Did they have the Death Star planned somewhere else?
No.
Because how'd they build the second one then?
They probably had a backup.
They answered that. Well, that's right, dude.
Wait, they did?
In Clerks, they answered that.
Oh, in Clerks.
What, did you have a USB?
I don't think the second Death Star were the same plans.
Ah.
I could be wrong, but I don't believe they were.
Gotcha. I'm trying to remember what the other question I had was. Oh, I know what it was. It wasn't anything about the movie. Well, it was about the movie, but did you notice how many times that they actually, like, said something was, like, a hope or...
Oh yeah,
they kept using that term.
Yeah,
they kind of ran that theme into the ground a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But I can forgive it.
Yeah, yeah, it was just kind of amusing. Like, I looked over at Sean and I went, "Wait, there's going to be a new hope. There'll be another hope."
So it was kind of cool how they led it right up to the part where basically Episode 4 kicks in.
Yeah, it was cool. That scene with Vader, too, was fucking badass.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that. I'm like, they finally show Vader as a badass. And I love the part when he levitated that guy, and he, without even looking, he just sliced him. That was freaking awesome as hell.
Now, I've seen some criticism of that scene, which I'm going to say right now I completely disagree with. That people were saying that Vader was fighting nobody of importance. Well, my response to that is Vader fought two people of importance over the course of 3 films. He fought Obi-Wan, and then he fought Luke twice. And he schooled Luke, and then he lost and, you know, fulfilled his destiny or whatever. This was like, finally, we get to see Vader be like the evil villain that he always was. Like, we never got to see this shit. We never got to see him just murder people with a fucking lightsaber, and it was fucking awesome for like the 30 seconds that it happened.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, is that was obviously, it was an homage to the beginning scene of A New Hope in a way. Like, I mean, it was almost like very similar to, you know, to the scene where he's a badass in that. But actually, those guys had a huge amount of importance.
Because they got the plans.
Yeah, they had the plans. You know, to say that those guys weren't important, it's a fallacy. Because actually, they were vitally important.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Did you notice it was a torrent file too?
Man, yeah. It's just like, at that point of the film, though, it's just like, goddamn, like, everything was just going wrong.
It was supposed to.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it was just...
You know, the other thing that I thought was kind of cool is, like, you know, for seeing Star or the New Hope for as many times as I did growing up and even to this date, like, the stuff that happened in A New Hope, they made it fit really well into that. Like, you know, the panic on the rebel soldiers, you know, when they were lined up, they knew they were coming. It was like it happened. It all led up right to that. So, like, 3PO running around not knowing what the fuck was going on was, you know, probably pretty accurate because he didn't know shit. You know, they probably just got on the ship at that point or right before it. You know.
Well, yeah, they even had him be like, Scarif, why are we going to Scarif?
So, yeah, right. So, I mean, it's just, you know, if you rewatch the opening scenes in A New Hope, it those scenes, granted it was filmed and they never planned on making Rogue One, but it just, it seems to give it more credence, like the panic and the confusion and all that stuff going on, because it was a total shit show up to that.
Oh yeah, they set it up perfectly. Like they even mentioned how Obi-Wan was supposed to get involved in the whole thing.
Right.
Like Obi-Wan, who else did they mention? Obviously like 3PO and R2 are there.
I think it was funny when Organa when he said he's like, I'm gonna go back to Alderaan. Not Chuck.
I know. I burst out. I was like, no, don't go. Was there anything you didn't like about the movie? I had like one thing in particular I didn't like, and it's so like not important to the plot that I could totally let it go.
I didn't like Saw Gerrera.
I didn't mind Saw Gerrera. I was happy to hear there was a guy that didn't have like a boring white person name.
I don't know. I just I like Forest Whitaker as an actor. I just did not like that character for some reason.
He kind of felt like maybe they lumped him in because it's tied in with the TV show Rebels, which I don't watch. But I was like, whatever. I didn't need to know anything else about him. I like that they had different aspects of the Rebellion show, that he was like the extremist side, because they did fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
And I think it was cool that they showed the, how do I want to say it, the bad side of the Rebellion when they were like, yeah, we've done some shit.
I love that. I thought that was one of the strongest, like, parts of the movie. I love that whole idea of, like, yeah, we're the Rebellion, we're against the Empire, but we don't necessarily always do the right thing to get the job done. Sometimes you gotta do the wrong thing to get the job done.
Yep.
And they did. They're like, we've fucking murdered people, we've, you know, just taken people out because we needed to. I mean, like, right when they introduce Diego Luna's character, he, like, murders the informant.
Right.
I love that there was they made the Rebellion way more of like a gray area than not, you know?
No, I do. I agree. I did like that. It just...
Because, you know, everyone always thinks, oh, the Rebellion, Luke Skywalker, the hero's journey, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, the Rebellion would ideally probably be more like a bunch of Han Solos. But Han Solo would never join the Rebellion. Well, eventually he did, because he was too cynical of it. Which is the right way you should think about something.
Cynically?
Of course, you should always think about things cynically.
I don't know, man.
It's the way I do.
I'm a cynic, and you give me shit.
That's why Dylan
time.
Is Dylan.
Han Solo only joined the Rebellion so he could tap that ass.
Yeah.
Do what it takes to get that ass.
So, but I didn't like the big stupid squid thing.
Oh, when he's like, the blah, blah, blah will tell me.
That was stupid. Like, it just did not look good. And it amounted to more or less nothing, but that was really the only thing that I just didn't like. But I loved all the characters. Like, Donnie Yen, that guy kicked ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't my favorite, though.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, God, K2SO.
Oh, yeah, he was awesome.
Oh, my God. Stole the fucking show, as far as I'm concerned. But, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I loved the whole... That character just cracked me up the whole movie.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved him. I thought he was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I loved everybody.
Yeah, I mean, what was the guy's name? Donnie Yen?
Donnie Yen is the actor's Yen? Name.
Yeah,
Chirrut, I think his name was Chirrut.
Yeah, his companion, too, was pretty good. I liked them, like, as kind of like a duo.
Oh, yeah. I loved how diverse the cast was. You know, I loved that, you know.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
You know, the diversity in it was very much appreciated. You know, of course, naturally, the Empire is all a bunch of evil white guys. British white guys. But I loved how diverse the rebellion was and everything. So, but yeah, their little group was great. I love the pilot too. He was awesome.
Yeah, it was like your people finally got represented.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Diego Luna.
Because that.
I was wondering if there was any Latinos in the future, because.
Well, this is a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So there have been Latinos in the galaxy for a long time.
Someday in a Star Wars movie, Danny Trejo is going to be somebody.
He's going to star in the he's going to star in the Boba Fett movie as Boba Fett.
That'd be badass. You'd be the new Sith Lord.
It's going to be a mashup. It's going to be Bochette.
Bochette?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. There was so much that it just worked for me. I just loved it. It was kind of like this, like sort of the Star Wars movie I always wanted to see, but wasn't sure if it was going to ever come out.
Right.
I don't know. I thought that end battle scene was like I was on the edge of my seat. You know, that was like some Saving Private Ryan shit right there.
Shit. Yeah, we were in one of those theaters with the like the reclining seats.
the Dolby theaters.
Well, no, just with the recline. I don't know what the hell they're called, but it was just like with the reclining seats, you know, like.
So were we with like the Uber Mega Sound and all that bullshit.
Oh fuck! I don't know if I had that, but that's not what I was getting at. I looked down the row because we had a whole bunch of people with us to see the movie, and I looked down the row and I see our friend Melissa and our friend Raspy. Just both like at the edges of the seats, leaning forward in the chairs, as opposed to reclined back with the legs up. They're like actually leaning forward with the legs down, like so enraptured by the film.
Oh yeah, I went with my mom, and like it was funny as we had the same reaction. Like we were watching it, and in the beginning we were both kind of like, okay, we're not really with this, and then. I don't know when it was, but like something happened and we were like, yep, we're in. And then the last like 40 minutes, 30 minutes or all, like I looked over at her and she had like her mouth covered at certain parts. She was just like, like, and I know I saw it was in the trailer and everything, but when the walkers showed up at the
end, walkers, wait, what? Did Rick and Negan and all them show up too?
Wow.
No, the AT-AT walkers.
Oh.
The AT-AT?
The AT-ATs. I don't call them that. It sounds stupid to me, but.
Well, that's how I call them.
That's because you're stupid.
AT-AT. But when the AT-AT showed up, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it just, I don't know, like that, it felt like watching Apocalypse Now or, you know, Platoon. It just. Yeah, and you know what? I think at this point we could say, like, you know, when the droid died, I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks. But this is going to be, like, this is going to be the moment.
A hero's death, though.
But I was like, oh, that sucks that he died. But, like, he's going to be the one that died, and we're all going to be like, man, it sucks when he died. And then the pilot died. And then Donnie Yen died. Yeah. And then his buddy died. And I'm like, well, shit, at this point, I think everybody's going to die. And lo and behold, everyone fucking died.
How the fuck did you not know everybody was going to die? That's.
I just didn't think everybody was going to die.
You had hope. He had a current
hope. I had
hope. Not a new hope.
I had hope.
For me, the best part is when Vader first came out, because our nephew went with us to go see it, and he loves Darth Vader. And all you heard was like, Darth. I was like, yeah, he goes, my boy.
Yeah, Vader was no. He was. It was a good way to introduce Vader the right way.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the other thing. A lot of people bitched about how Vader looked, and at first I was like, something off looked off about him or whatever. But
what was off about him?
Oh, you know what? We talked about this.
The
way he walked looked weird.
Well, the walking was weird, but the suit
like he
was
almost had like a bit of like a swagger.
Yeah. The suit and all how he looked and everything was actually accurate to New Hope.
I don't know. It didn't bother. I wasn't paying attention that much. I just was like, it's Vader.
Yeah, I mean, I heard other people talk about that, and I didn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, he did look off, but And then someone explained, because, oh, yeah, that was the same suit that they used in New Hope. Like, oh, okay. And that was enough for me. I go, I loved it.
I didn't give a shit. I don't.
I didn't either. You know what else people need to stop bitching about? Everyone's like, oh, no Bothans died. That was the second Death Star, stupids.
What? Say that again?
No what died?
You know, everyone's like, how come I didn't see any Bothans die?
A what?
Do you remember, okay, do you remember in Return of the Jedi when Mon Mothma was like, many Bothans died getting these plans? You know, you guys don't remember this?
Yes. Okay, you're talking about the,
there's like
the
some
original third one.
Yeah, and then everybody was like bitching that none of these aliens got murdered in this movie. And it's like, but they didn't steal the plans for this one.
Maybe they were inhabitants of the island planet.
They weren't, though.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up, Dylan.
I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to give Jim's point some credence that, like, the fanboys need to stop fucking, you know, complaining.
I don't know. Just, they were there somewhere, okay?
No, they weren't. Now who's being a fanboy? Me.
You're being a Sarge. That's what you're being.
That's nothing new.
Yeah, well, whatever. I failed to see that, but whatever.
I was just kidding. You're not being a Sarge. But hey, so like they get the plans and everything, and they upload it apparently using like a 58K modem. Because, man, that fucking took a while, didn't it?
That's what I told you. It was a torrent file.
You know what I love, too? I love that the plans had that same, like, you know, 1977 look to them. It's like everything else in the fucking movie looks like so up to date and wonderful, and then the plans look like, you know, like they were done on a fucking NES or something. Not even an NES.
Oh, that looked like a big, like, gigantic, like, terabyte hard drive or something.
That was funny.
That looked like the old IDE hard drives. Remember the cases you used to put those in if you had to put them in one?
That was some heavy duty protection. That they didn't really protect all that well, did they?
No.
No. Oh, you know what I think I think the funniest line in the movie had to be when they were putting the sack over Donnie Yen's face.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I laughed so fucking loud.
Yeah, that was pretty damn funny.
Wait, when they put the mask over what?
When they put the mask over Donnie Yen, he's like, are you kidding me? I'm blind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking funny.
That was hysterical.
He wasn't a Jedi, right?
No.
He was just very aware of the Force.
I was going to say he was very heightened.
Yes.
I don't know.
He was a daredevil.
Because he made that comment about how he was one of the Guardians, or the
Guardians. Oh, that was a really cool reference, I thought.
I don't know. He was definitely Force in tune or Force aware, but I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't a Jedi, because that comment they made.
Do you know what that is a reference to, Jim?
What?
What he is a guardian of?
The Jedi City.
No, they say he's a guardian of the Book of the Wills.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
original. That's the original title.
That's the original Star Wars title.
It's, what is it? Luke, what the fuck did they call him? Luke,
I'm going to look it up right now.
Starkiller or something.
Starkiller.
It was when Luke was still Luke Starkiller.
No, Starkiller was a guy in Force video games.
Isn't that Paul Stanley's name?
Maybe it was Starwalker.
That was Luke Skywalker's original name when Lucas wrote the story.
Was it Starkiller or Skywalker?
It was Starkiller.
Yeah.
Now they should make that into a movie, the Star Wars game.
Yeah, dude, those were good.
Yeah, especially Vader's when you were able Apprentice? To bring down the Star Destroyer. That was freaking awesome.
That was the beginning of the Rebel Alliance right there, though. Those games is what led into the Rebel Alliance.
Here we go. It was originally called The Star Wars from the Adventures of Luke Skywalker, and then The Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wills, Saga 1, The Star Wars. Mm. So they kind of just worked in whatever the Journal of the Wills was into the plot, which I actually thought, I'm like, hey, you know what? That's a cool reference. They never have to expand on it, and it's for the nerds. I thought that was dope.
Yeah.
I really like that. I thought that was neat. Like, they worked in something that just doesn't exist in the Star Wars universe whatsoever. So I loved how rife it was with references. I mean, again, some people thought it was too fan servicey, but I dug it.
You said fan servicey. Who else is it supposed to be? I mean, that, I don't know. It's the same people that bitch that it's made for, so.
Yeah, but it's,
I mean, you're like, kind of at a point where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know. It's like heavy metal fans, and like, they're pretty much nerds anyway, so it's like, no matter what you do to make them happy, they're always going to complain.
It's like, hey, here's the new Metallica album that you've all been waiting for with longer 10-minute songs. You know, every song is 8 minutes or longer. Oh, I don't like this one because it doesn't have this song on it. It doesn't have a song that sounds like Master of Puppets. It's like, shit. Well,
I don't like this song because Lars is in it.
Yeah. It's like, fuck, man. What, or, you know, it's like, what are you supposed to do?
Anyway, hats off to the crew. I thought they did a phenomenal job. I loved the actors. I loved I thought the story was great overall. I thought visually it was phenomenal. Thematically it worked, and then it flowed right into, you know, that's my view of it. I loved it, and going to see it after this year, which I just, you know, a lot of shit happened. It was just such a nice film, and it felt relevant in some ways, I guess, thematically, no matter, you know, if you want to take it that way. But overall, I just fucking loved it. I thought it was such a great movie. And I don't know. I mean, a part of me liked it better than The Force Awakens.
I could see that. I could totally see that. Yeah, there's parts of it that I think I like better. Yeah. I mean, I probably need to revisit The Force Awakens. It's been a little while since I've watched it to kind of maybe, if I wanted to do a comparison between the two. But yeah, I absolutely adored this one.
I mean, tonally, they're so different. Like, Force Awakens is so magical, whimsical, and it's so much more in line with the old Star Wars movies. And this is just like, I mean, it is a war film. It's the first Star Wars movie that is actually about a war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I loved about it. You know, everybody had gray areas to them, so.
Episode 1-6 is completely about the rise and fall of Vader.
Yeah, it's really not about the war at all.
Yeah, it's really is about Vader.
Still a badass movie.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. I like it.
Yeah.
I didn't see any good previews, though.
We saw the Guardians of the Galaxy sequel. That one looked kind of amazing.
Yeah, that doesn't look bad. That new Mummy movie with Tom Cruise looks awful.
They were calling it a reboot. Is it a reboot of, like, the Brendan Fraser Mummy, or is it something else?
I think it's something totally else.
I didn't see a trailer for it. I was just curious.
It's something totally different. It's tied in with, like, some other, like,
Universal. Is it like the old school, like, monster movie mummy?
Yeah, they're doing, like, a reboot of it, and it's tied in with another movie that came out. I gotta look at it real quick. Because I remember hearing about it, and it's just like, what? Yeah, I'll look it up real quick. It's, yeah, it's part of the Universal Monsters Shared Universe, which...
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah, that would be the old school.
Which it is the first one, and then there's two more coming out after it, and then apparently there's, like, an Invisible Man remake, a Wolfman remake, a Van Helsing remake, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and then The Bride of Frankenstein.
Yep.
And it all just seems bad. Oh, and apparently Johnny Depp is going to be in The Invisible Man.
Mm.
That'd be awesome if he was The Invisible Man and actually never appeared in it.
Yeah, it'd be great. Oh, and in this one, apparently Russell Crowe is playing Dr. Jekyll, which that doesn't make any fucking sense, but whatever.
Why doesn't that make sense?
I don't remember Dr. Jekyll ever being in The Mummy.
Oh, okay.
Not that Russell Crowe is playing him, more just like, what the
fuck. I thought
fuck
that's
is
what
going
you meant.
On.
I was like, why?
No, it's just like, what the fuck is even going on? So, I don't know. That movie looked really bad. I didn't really think Spider-Man looked very good either.
Actually, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it looked all right.
I wasn't sold on it.
I have a tough time, like, just investing in anything Spider-Man at this point, though. I think we've beaten it to death.
I know. I agree.
I don't know, dude. I love me some Spidey, and I'm fucking pumped for Homecoming.
Yeah, but I'm just tired. Every time a hero comes out, you know, they reboot the story. Oh, this is how he becomes Spider-Man. This is how he deals with Uncle Ben dying. You know, like, all right, dude, we get that fucking point. Just give it the movie.
Exactly.
It just feels like we're lather, rinsing, and repeating.
I don't know. Like, do we really need to see another Peter Parker story?
I think we need more Spider-Man stories. I don't know if we need Peter Parker story.
I still think they should have made it Miles Morales.
Oh, I agree. I think it was
like 100%. They missed the ball. They dropped the ball on that one.
I think it just should have been him for the sheer fact that it would have been something that the majority of people would have been new to them.
Well, you know what? People need to accept something new.
No, that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't have been like Mike said or Nem said. You're not rehashing Peter Parker over. You're given a new story about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It just drives me cuckoo.
For Cocoa Puffs?
Actually, I really miss my Cocoa Puffs. I used to love Cocoa Puffs.
Well, there's nothing that says you can't have them now.
That is true. Other than I'm too lazy to go out and buy them. So, anyway, overall, you guys just, like, kicked our ass.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I was just checking the score. Penguins kicking the Devil's ass. Oh. 5 minutes left with a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, I have it playing on my tablet.
So, but I guess just.
Oh, wait a minute! Who's the Sarge now?
I have the volume down and everything.
Oh,
I've been participating the whole time.
Oh, look at you!
Are you not technologically savvy enough to have a game on your tablet while you're podcasting?
What's with the tone there, Sarge?
Look at you trying to pigeonhole me again.
No, it's just Dylan's like, oh, I got to get this done or looking at something. You always give him shit.
Hey, but look, hey, you know what, though? Have I said anything about the score or anything interrupting the podcast? No, I haven't. I've just been keeping an eye on it while we're podcasting. I haven't said a word about the game.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Seems like Jim's trying to fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Henry.
I don't know. What do you think, Dylan?
See, he's not going to say anything.
I don't disagree with
he's watching the game.
I'm not watching the game either, but Mike's not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Newt is the bad guy.
Full-on heel turn for Jim.
Begrudgingly, he won out, but, you know.
All right. Well, why don't we put a pin in this episode, and we'll do like a two-part episode, if you will, with Henry and get into some other topics.
I just want to say, just to close it out, I love the movie. If you haven't seen it yet, go see it. If only, you know, just to see what your reaction is to it. But I loved it. I think you should go see it.
Awesome movie. Two thumbs up.
Way up. Jim?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was good.
I thought maybe you were distracted by something.
I'm just distracted by distractingness.
Well, if you want to get distracted by Jim's BBQ podcast, you can go out to facebook.com/Jim's BBQ pod.
If you want to get Twitter updates about Jim's distractiveness or see pictures of Jim being distracted in person, you can follow at Jim's BBQ pod. On both of those.
I thought you were talking about my attractiveness, not my distractiveness.
Well, that too. I mean, distracted, attractive. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You are attractive when you're distracted.
That's true. And speaking of attractive, if anybody wants to email our own Latin lover at Jim's BBQ Pod, you can send an email to jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go straight out to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Oh, wow. He didn't screw that up.
Yeah.
That's the first one I usually mess up.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod, where we are one with the Force, and the Force is with us.
We'll see ya.
Bye-bye now.
Check out part two with Henry.
Looks like
it doesn't look like it's answering.
Well, let me see if he's...
Why do we always have trouble with Henry?
I don't know. He's probably in the other room masturbating.
Oh, great.
That's disturbing.
He's probably masturbating to episode 41.
Probably. He's probably looking up Furby porn.
Hello?
What are you doing?
I was waiting for you to call me and shit.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to call you. You're not answering. Are you masturbating in the other room?
I went to go get some coffee. I just came back.
From masturbating.
From masturbating, yeah.
While watching Furby porn.
Masturbating in my coffee. Oops.
You know your iPad's portable, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he's on now.
I answered. Yeah.
Hang up your phone.
We were just talking about your love for Carrie Fisher and him.
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Princess Leia.
Wow.
Oh. See, yeah. Say Princess Leia, and then I know who you're talking about. You bring out their real names. I don't even know who they are, dude.
It just kind of sucks, too, because she was on my list of banging. I really don't want to add her daughter because her daughter's not that good looking.
Yeah, but what happened if she wears that outfit?
I could probably get you to wear it. I'll get Dylan to wear it, and it'd be a lot more sexual and kinky.
I might need a little bit of oil or something to get in there, though.
You got all these Comic-Con friends now, Jim. Can you have maybe somebody do a commission work of Dylan in the Princess Leia bikini?
Oh, hey, Shad, if you listen to this one.
You have a challenge.
What are we drinking? The meat, Carrie Fisher, Rogue One.
What are we drinking? The meat?
This is under the meat.
The meat.
I know, but it sounded like you were saying, what are we drinking? The meat.
We have the meat.
I was just reading because what we're drinking in the meat, Carrie Fisher, Rogue One. What edible are you?
Now you're just giving away the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Might as well not even record now. Jeez.
Rude.
How rude.
Is someone playing with something? Like
I keep hearing a rustling noise. Jim, are you rubbing fabric together or something?
No, not me for once. It's probably Henry eating a sandwich.
No, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just here listening to you guys.
I hear something. It sounds like someone's rubbing a couple pieces of paper together.
Yeah, it sounds like a plastic bag being...
Not me.
Someone, or someone's trying to open up a Mounds.
Open a what?
Mounds candy bar.
Wait, why do you specifically go with a Mounds candy bar?
Probably because I'm drinking this coconut beer.
Oh, okay. That's that was a bizarre choice for a candy bar.
Okay, it didn't overflow.
What?
No, I thought my beer was gonna I thought my beer was gonna overflow.
Dylan's talking to himself again.
All right, you ready for part two?
Sure.
Jim's ready.
Uh-oh, someone's tired.
Uh-oh, someone's tired.
Jim's tired.
Old man Nooch.
Yeah.